Good morning. Today's daf is daf Pei Aleph. So we got to the very top of Pei Aleph. I'm an Aleph, six lines down, the two dots. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Ha'ochel v'ashosa ein mitstarfin, eating and drinking are not mitstarf. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, who is the author? Who's the Tana who authored the Mishnah? Amar v'chista b'machlokes shnuyas machlokes. And the Mishnah paskins like Rabbi Yeshuahi. That's not, the Mishnah tells us, where would you find machlokes? Klal Amr Bishur Bishua said the following principle, Kol Shetumaso V'Shi'uro Shava, Mitztarif, whenever the Tumah and the Shir are equivalent, then you Mitztarif the two Tumahs together. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, three narrow lines down, Rashi says, Shetumaso V'Shi'uro Shava, could go in Shnei Chatzai Zesim Mishnei Mesim, O Mishnei Nevelos, O Shtei Chatzai Adashim, Mishnei Shratzim, Shizman Tumasan Shava, Bishir and Shavu Latame Bishir Echad. Meaning, when it says the Shir is the same, it means they're both Kadashim, or both Kadashim, and the Tumasim is the same in terms of the length. So when they're all equal, both in terms of the Tumah, the Shir of the Tumah we're talking about, and the length of the Tumah, when they're equal, that certainly is Mitztarif. Then the Mishnah goes on to say further, Tumasa Velo Shira. If they're same in terms of the levels of Tumah, the length of Tumah, but not in terms of the Shir, that means Rashi says, like a Sheretz and Nevela, that they're both only tame for one day until you go to the mikvah, but the shirim are different in that the kazayis is for nevela and kadash is for sheretz. Or the situation says the Mishnah further, shi'uro v'lo tumasa. They have the same shir but different tumas. That example is mesa and nevela are both tame with the kazayis, the same shir, but the tumah is different than the nevela is only tame for that day, but tumas mesa is shiva. Or the last scenario, lo tumasa lo shiro. When neither the Tumah, the length of the Tumah, nor the Shir are equal, ein mitstarfin, they're not mitstarif. So too, just like by Tumah, they have to be equal in terms of Tumah and Shirin, so too by Achila has to be the same Shir. But since Achila and Shtia have different Shiurim, so you cannot be mitstarif them to the same. So this is all Rabbi Yeshua, because the Tanakhama of this Mishnah, although the Mishnah doesn't present it, there's the opinion of the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, they say you can be mitstarif the Tumas, even though they're different, so too they would allow you to be mitstarif the Achila and the Shtia. The Gemara says there of Nachman argues in Amr Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan, although they argue by Tumah, they'll agree by Isser Yom Kippur that you're not mitzdaif achilu shtia. Why? Ad kan lo ka Amr Rabbanan hasam elalin and Tumah. They only said you could combine the different Tumahs, the shame Tumachadu, because Tame is a large rubric, a large category with different types of Tumah under that same brand. About Hacha here, when it comes to Yom Kippur, Mishum Yisuvah Daitehu, depends on a person getting a certain Yishuv Das from eating and drinking. V'hai lo misayv daite, the person eats a little bit and drinks a little bit, that won't generate Yisuvah Daite. It has to be either a shear of food or a shear of drink, but a hybrid would not work. The Chayin Amar Rish Lakish said the same thing. B'machlokish Shnuya Rabbi Yeshuahi, our Mishad Rabbi Yeshua, Ditznan Klal Amar Yeshua V'chulei. Rabbi Yochanan argued in Rish Lakish, Amar Afilu Tamer Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan could agree, Ad Kan Lo Kamer Rabbanan Hasam Elalinian Tumah. Aval Hach, Mishum Yisvedaita, Hu Vahai Lo Kamis Vedaita. So now the new Mishnah begins further talking about the Issa Achilu Shtia Yom Kippur. Achal V'shasu Behelm Echad, Enochayv El Achas. Let's say a person, in one moment, one lapse of his mind, he eats and drinks at the same time, you only chayv one chatas, and that's because it's chad shmahu, says Rashi. It's all the same iser, because the source of achil and shtia are from the same source, and therefore only one violation, only one chatas. If one eats achal, vasa malacha, then chayv shtei chatas, because there are two different sources, and therefore it generates two different malachas. Achal ochlen shenim ruin l'achila. If one eats food that's inedible, or vashasa mashkim shenim ruin l'shtia, or drinks something that's inedible, or undrinkable, vishasa tsir omorius, or drinks some type of brine from the fish, different types of inedible foods or drinks, the din is his pater. Has to be something that's roi l'achila, or roi l'shtia. So Amri Shlakish, Gemara says, mipnei malo am nemra azhara bi'inoi. So why doesn't say, we'll see in a second why not, but there's no lav. The Torah says that if a person violates the inoy, then he gets iser karis. Tanu es asho seichem. And the one who doesn't do so gets karis. But it doesn't say lo, don't do this. Why is there no azara brought down here? So the Gemara explains that because Mishum de Levshar, it's not possible. There's no way to properly, to grammatically write a azara by the inoy Yom Kippur. Why not? Hechi nechtav, what should be right? Let's suggest, Nichto Rachmana lo yochal, don't eat. Then Achila b'kazayis, that implies a kazayis. We know the shear is a kikosevis. Nichter Rabbana Lo Seuna, don't afflict. Well, that means Kumacha Masha. It sounds like then you should eat. You should avoid affliction. So that's not the proper Azara. So Maskiv Lever of Hoshaya, Nichter Rabbana Hishamar Pen Lo Seuna. One should protect, make sure not to, not Lo Seuna. Imkain Nefisha Leilav, that's going to be multiple lavim. It says Hishamar, it says Pen, it says Lo. We're looking for one lav. So Maskiv of Bibi Bar Abai, Nichter Rabbana Hishamar B'mitzvah Inui. Maybe it should say, make sure you keep the mitzvah of Inui. So imkain hishamar de lav lav hishamar de ase ase. The word hishamar, it depends on the context. If hishamar is qualifying a ase, it itself becomes an ase. So hishamar b'mitzvahs inui is just another ase. It's not a lav. So maskular of ashi nichtav al tasir min ha'inui. Maybe it should say, don't remove yourself from inui, meaning you should be ma'ani yourself. So Gemara says kasha. It's a good kasha. That could have been a good way to phrase the azara, and the Gemara does not have a good answer. So Tani Maisi Le Mahacha, the Brisa brings it from the following. So how do we know there's an Azara, that one, there's Malkos, if one violates, is a lav, one violates Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, as follows, it says, one must afflict himself, and he cannot do Malacha. Yachol Yehi Anush Al Tosefes Malacha. One might think, on Tosefes Malacha, during Tosefes Yom Kippur, one would be in violation. Tamalomar, if he does Malacha during the Tosefes period, that means, on the day itself, I'll eat too much shozeh, on the essence of the day, anush karis. The ain anush karis al tosefes malacha, but not if one were to do it during the tosefes period. Yachal lo yeh anush karis al tosefes malacha. Maybe this is just an exemption from karis if one does malacha during the tosefes. About yeh anush karis al tosefes inui. But if one violates inui during the tosefes Yom Kippur, maybe there should be karis. Tamalomer ki kol nefesh asher lo seuna beetzem hayom hazeh v'nichrasa. So here by lo seuna, by inui, it also says the word etzem hayom hazeh al itzuma shayom anish karis vein anish karis al tosefes inui. So we have a separate source both for the malacha and inui that there's only karis during the etzem hayom, not during tosefes. Yachal lo yehem bechal onesh. Maybe there's no punishment during Tosefes. Maybe there should be a lav. There should be malchus for violating malacha during the Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The lav lo sase, the malchus is only on the day itself. It's not there for the Tosefes time period. Yachal le muzar al tosefes malacha. Maybe there's no lav for malacha during Tosefes. Aval yehe muzar al tosefes inui. But maybe for violating inui during the Tosefes, there should be an Azara. V'dinhu, and actually sensible to suggest that there is. Because ma'amalacha, shenehegis b'shabasos v'yomtev, eino muzar leh. So malacha that applies to Shabbos and Yomtev, there's no lav during the Tosefes. Inui, she'eino no b'shabasos v'yomtev, eino din shlohe muzar alav. So inui, which is more lenient, because it doesn't apply on other days of the year. So we see it's more kal. Certainly that should not have an Azara either. So now we establish that there's no karis, there's no azhara, bein b'malacha, bein b'inui during Tosefes. But what about the actual Yom Kippur itself? Where do we find that there's an azhara, there's a lav for inui or Yom Kippur? Aval hazara li'inui shayom atzmo lo lamanu. Where's the source of that? Minayin lo yomar onesh b'malacha. Maybe it shouldn't say onesh by malacha. And I would have known there's onesh by malacha. The gamar mi'inui would have derived this from inui. Ma inui she'eno noheg b'shabas of yamin tovim yet anush karis, where inui only applies to Yom Kippur, nowhere else, and at least to karis. Malacha shenheges b'shabas of yamin tovim lo kol shekein. So then malacha, which applies in many more places, which indicates that it is more chomer, certainly that should have karis. So why did it mention it? Lama nemar? Why was karis mentioned by malacha? So it must be mufna lahakish. It was available to make a hekesh. Lo demimenu gzer shava, to make a gzer shava. Nemar onish b'inoiv, nemar onish b'malacha. Ma malacha lo onish elam kein hizir. Just like malacha, one only has a onish because there's also an azhara in the Torah. Af inoiv lo onish elam kein hizir. So to by inoiv, there can only be an onish even unless there's only an onish if there is a hazara. So though the azhara is not mentioned explicitly by the inoiv, it's learned from the gezeirah shava that just like the malacha has an azhara, so to inoiv has azhara. Gemara says, wait a second. If you use the gezeirah shava, ikla mifrach, you could break it. There's a flaw in this equation between malach and inui. Mal inui shlo huter michlalo. There's no heter of inui at all, so there's a certain chumra that inui has, as opposed to tomer b'malacha shlo huter michlalo. B'malacha, there is a heter of malacha in terms of the Yom Kippur, the Voda, and the Yom HaKippurim that the Kohen Gadol does. So there's a certain leniency that it has by the melacha. So you can't learn one from the next. So ela lo yomar onish beinoy. Don't say onish beinoy. We'll do the opposite way. To gamar melacha, learn this from melacha. Ma melacha shehutu michlalo. It's more lenient melacha, and yet onish karis. Inoy shehutu michlalo on inoy, which does not have a heter at all. Lo kol shekain. Certainly there should be an onish karis. Shekain lama nemar. So why did it say onish by inoy unnecessarily? Must be mufna lahakish. It's available. Ladun miman gzer shava to make a gzer shava. Nemar onish. Nemar onish beinoy v'nemar onish b'malacha. Ma malacha onish v'hizir av inoy onish v'hizir. Igla mivrach, you can still ask a question. Ma malacha shekeinu heges b'shabbos al v'yom antovim. But a malacha has a certain chumrah. Maybe only there should be the azara. Because it applies to all Shabbos and all yom tov. Tomer b'inoy, would you say this to inoy, which is more leading? Sheinu noeg b'shabbos al v'yom antovim. Maybe there is no azara by inoy. So Amar Rav Yehuda says, Haitana etzem etzem gamar. It's etzem etzem. There's a gzeir shavah the etzem etzem. Mufna, dilo mufna, igla mivrach kidbarchinan. So it must be that the etzem, there's a whole word etzem, it's available. There's a they're both mufna, which means that you can't ask questions if it's a mufna, you can't ask questions of the gzeir shava. So kidbarchinan, lay ofno, which ones are ofno? Mufna chamisha kroy ksivi. This says five times the word etzem. Why five times? Ksiv mimlacha chad lazara, the imama. One to tell me that there's a lav on the day. Chad lazara delilah. One is tell me there's a lav in the nighttime. Mechal onish, one is for onish, but the imama. The chad onish de lalila, one for an onish in the nighttime. The chad one is to make available lafnui lemigmar inoy b'mlacha bein di mama bein di lalila, to make it available that the mlacha that it says etzem by mlacha, it's available, and it says etzem by inoy, to tell me that they're both equal in terms of the azhara on both them bein bayom bein b'lalila. Tosi Hashem asks, where else do you find you have to have a separate and limud for Yom and Laila? Every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, the Laila and Yom go together. How come suddenly by Yom Kippur you need separate limudim? That was the question. So he's not sure. Maybe Taka you do. He says it's a suffix. The Tosis Rosh says, no. Normally you do not need one because they all go together. But there's a Havin that maybe Yom Kippur, you need a separate one by Yom Kippur because the Havin is, since it says Etzem HaYom HaZeh, maybe the Isurma only applied during the daytime. So for that reason, since it says Etzem HaYom HaZeh, we have to have a special pasuk to include even the Laila for Onesh and for Azhara. Gemara says, now last three lines of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph here. Gemara says, Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, he learned, Nemar Kan Inoy V'Nemar Lahalan Inoy. Ma Lahalan Lo Onesh Elam Ken Hizir, Afkan Lo Onesh Imken Elam Ken Hizir. So we see that it's a similar Gzeir Shava. V'Achbar Yaakov Amar Yalef Shabbos Shabboson Mishabbos Bereshis. We have a Gzeir Shava of Shabbos. Just like by Shabbos in general, there's an azhara for the malacha. So afkam by the gzeir shava lo anish elam kin hizir. But Papa Amar, Papa going on now on Amud Beis, he holds that who go for Shabbos ikre, not because you need to learn Yom Kippur from Shabbos, but Yom Kippur itself is called the Shabbos. Tichsev tishpesu Shabboschem. So we see it's called the Shabbos, and therefore we learn it from the Rashi says he go for Shabbos ikre ubulav gzeir shava nami nafke minei bei. You learn it from itself. Not because we learn from Shabbos, but it itself is Shabbos. Now just like Malacha or Yom Kippur is going to be lo anush elam kein hizir, so to the inoy is lo anush elam kein hizir, but that's all internally from the halachas of Yom Kippur. So Gemara then says, Bishmai, this is Rav Papa, why lo amar kravach Rav Yaakov, why Rav Papa, he learned the pasuk, the second pasuk here of Yom Kippur itself. He wasn't comfortable with the Gzeir Shabbat to Shabbos because the Kradach Sibi Gufay Adit. It's better to learn the Pasuk from the source itself than from elsewhere. Elav Achav Bar Yaakov, who learned from Shabbos, my time al Amar Kra Papa, why didn't he not learn internally because Tishbasu Shabboschem? So Gemara said, because that Pasuk, Tishbasu Shabboschem, is me violated to teach me the following Joshua. Kitani the Raisa says, V'nisim Asafshar Seichem, Etisha Lachodesh. So you have to afflict yourself on the 9th of the month. One might think you should start fasting on the 9th. Tamalor be'erev, that means at nighttime. Ibe'erev, yachal mishadichshach, one might think mamish from the tzeis. Tamalor be'tisha, already from the 9th. So which one is it, the 9th or the nighttime? Ha'ketad, maschul misana mivod yom. You have to start fasting a little bit early, dipped into the 9th day. Not the entire 9th day, but a little bit of the 9th day. Mikan, from here we learn, shemosif and michol al kodesh, we have to add on from the chol to turn into kodesh, into Yom Kippur. Vainly el b'knisas, I only know when you begin Yom Kippur. Yitziyasa Minayin, how do you know when you end Yom Kippur? Tamil Omer, it says, Me'erev ad Erev, from this Erev to that Erev, but just like in the beginning Erev, you add on until to the other end. Ve'en li'elo Yom HaKippurim, how do you know Yom Tovim? There's a number of Girsos here. How do you know Yom Tovim? Minayin, Tamil Omer, Tish Besu. En li'elo Yom Tovim, Shabbosos. I'm reading the parentheses, but Ram seems to not have this Girsa. We'll see why in just a second. How do you know by Yom Tov and Shabbos we also have Tosefes? Minayin Tamalomer Shabboschem Haketav Komakum Shinemar Shavus Mikan Shemosivin Michol Ala Kodesh. So although the Gemara expanded the din of Tosefes Yom Kippur to Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov, the Rambam paskins we only have Tosefes by Yom HaKippurim. The other place he actually does mention it is the end of Maseches Tainus in the Perish Mishnayos. He adds on that there's also Tosefes Tzom by Tisha B'Av as well. This is based on the Machlokes Yisharim as well, and the Gemara is in Pesachim. But either way, this is one of the sources of Tosefes Yom Kippur, Tosefes Shabbos. The Gemara then says, V'tana d'etzem, etzem hai b'tisha l'chodesh ma'evelei. The one who uses etzem as a gzeir shava, what does he do for the Joshua b'tisha l'chodesh? What's the Joshua for here? So the Gemara says, if you look at Rashi says, V'tana d'etzem etzem mid'itzrech l'mute l'tosefes hachol me'onesh, what Rashi explains here is the fact that the word etzem tells me that only on the day itself is there onish. But Tosefes, there is no onish, that implies that Tosefes is a concept. You don't need a drasha from elsewhere, otherwise you wouldn't need etzem. So then the pasuk, what do you learn from the pasuk? Hai betisha lechodesh my avilei. Gemara says me baylei lechadatani chia barav midifti. Datani chia barav midifti. Ve'inisa mesafshon seichem betisha. You have to afflict yourself on the 9th of Tishrei. We don't fast on the 9th, we fast on the 10th. Elalom alchad to tell me, kol ha'olcha v'shosu v'chi, one who eats and drinks on the 9th day, ma'ala alav akasav kilo hisana v'chi v'asir. That's if he's given the schar, given the credit, as if he fasted on the 9th and the 10th day. So in other words, you learn from here, there's a mitzvah to eat on the 9th day. Why is there a mitzvah to eat on the 9th day? So there is a machlok, to show him the reason. Rashi here weighs in. Rashi writes, kol ha'olcha v'shosu, the Hachi Mashbekra, the Pasuk implies, we need some Betisha Kolomer, Huskein Atmecha, prepare yourself, Betisha on the 9th, Shetuchal, Lisanos Be'asar, so that you could be prepared to fast properly on the 10th. So you have to eat to prepare yourself. That's the understanding of Rashi. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, he says, the reason why you fast is in order to show your happiness, your excitement, your simcha for Yom Kippur. That's one. Number two is he says similarly that normally every Yom Tov has a Suda. There's no Suda Yom Kippur because you have to fast. So the Erev Yom Kippur meal becomes the Suda. This becomes a Yom Tov Suda. And the third reason Rabbi Yonah writes is because you have to strengthen yourself, give your effort in order to daven properly. And there's another answer found in Shibol Leket, which is in order to make it harder. When a person eats so much and suddenly he goes cold turkey, it might be harder. We're trying to create the pain. And Rashi says, no, we're trying to remove the pain to make it easier. So there really are five different explanations, reasons in the Rishonim. Now, the different afkaminas are, but let's say a person is a chola, he's ill, or she's ill, and she can't or he can't fast. Is there any eating to eat in the Suda? So the point is to prepare for the meal, then prepare for the fast, and when we're not need to eat on Tisha B'Av, Erev Yom Kippur. And if one needs to eat in order to create more affliction, well, they're not fasting, so you wouldn't have to. But if the point is to celebrate a simcha, to celebrate a Yom Tov, then there would be an inyan to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Back into the Gemara, halfway down the page now, the Gemara says, Achal Ochlin She'ein Ruin L'Achil. If a person eats food that's inedible, he's Pater. Now, the reason why you're Pater is, the Rishonim explain, because since you don't have enjoyment, it's not the Yisuvah Daita, so you're exempt from Yom Kippur. So Amar Rava Kas Pilpali V'Yom Adi Kippur, a person to choose pepper in Yom Kippur, he's Pater, because it's Eina Roi L'Achila. As Rashi says, Eina Ze Yishuv Hadas, She'ein Ze Derech Achila, so that's not normal eating, and it can't be Yishuv Das. And the Gemara says further, one who eats Tas Zangbele, ginger, one choose ginger, V'Yom Adi Kippur, Pater as well, because it doesn't give any enjoyment, it's not called Derech Achila. So basically, the Gemara brings a Braisa that indicates that pepper is edible. Hayu Rebbe Meir Omer Mimashu Shenemar V'Arlatim as Arlasas Pirio. The fact that the Torah tells the halachas of Arla about V'Arlatim Arlasas as Pirio Shiloshanim. So the Gemara also, the pasuk says entirely V'Chisavo El Haaretz Untatem Kol Eitz Machel. You plant a fruit tree. Then it talks about Arla, the fruit itself. So do we not know Einyo Desh Eitz Machel? We're talking about fruit. Of course, we're talking about a fruit tree. Why does the pasuk say Eitz? Why does it say Eitz Machel? It's including even a type of food that the bark, the wood, tastes like the fruit itself, which is that. This is a pepper where the bark, the tree, tastes like the pepper itself. That the halachas of Arla apply to pepper. And furthermore, Torah and Eretz Yisrael doesn't lack anything. It has all types of spices, herbs, fruits, and vegetables. But either way, what comes from all this is that pepper, in fact, is edible. So if one eats in Yom Kippur, one should be chayv, not pater, like we said above. So the kasha, there is no contradiction. Ha b'ritivsa ha b'yibishta. Whether it's dry or wet, moist or dry, that's the difference. So Rashi explains, if it's ritiva, if it's moist, chaz lemecha, it's edible. But once it dries out, then it's no longer edible. Gemara now says further. It says, Amalei Ravina, the first white line down, Amalei Ravina the Ma'aremar, but Amar Rav Nachman, this Rav Nachman teaches, Hai himlusa da'asi mibe hinduya. A person has this type of herb, spice that comes from India, it seems. Sharia is permitted. And we'll look at Rashi, umuvarachin and alea, bori pri adama. So Rashi says, mibe sharia, v'ein bo mishim bishulin nachum, it's not subject to bishul akum, shenecha kamoshu chai, it's edible raw. And if one cooks it, that's fine. Since it's edible raw, it's not subject to bishakum. V'lo mishum gilei nachem dinosin tam lefkam. Fine. Who's a midikamer, ain bo mishum bishulei nachem, shmamina derech achilasa kshuchai. So this is a type of spice. It's like pepper and ginger. And whereby above we said, you're potter for eating it. It's not called achila. Here, eating it raw, one is, it's considered achila. So Gemara, and you say bracha adam on it. So it's edible. So lakasha, there's no contradiction. Ha, b'tifso, ha b'yabesha. Again, the wet one is what's edible. And the dry one is what's inedible. So Gemara says, last 8 lines of the page here, Tanur Rabbanan achal ale kanim, pater, a person eats some type of leaves of reeds, it's pater, it's not considered edible. Lulave gefanim, if it's some of the flowers or fruit that grow on vines, chai, that is considered edible. Elohein lulave gefanim, what's considered lulav gefanim? Amar Reb Yitzchak migdala, shekol shebilbol in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, those fruits apparently that grow between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's called lulav gefanim and are considered edible and chai for eating it on Yom Kippur. Rav Kana Amar kol shoshim yom, actually 30 days from Rosh Hashanah until the end of the month. Tani kavasi Reb Yitzchak migdala, a brisa supports of Yitzchak, achal alekanim pater, u lulav gefanim chayv, eluhin lulav gefanim, kol shebilbol shelibolu mi Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's a definition. The Gemara, let's finish off the daf here. Shasatzir o moris pater. One who drinks a brine, fish brine, or fish oil, it's pater. Hachom, it's chayv, implying, but if one drinks vinegar, one would be chayv. That is considered but something edible. So Masis and Mani, who is the Mishnah that says that chometz would be chayv on Yom Kippur? Masi Rebbe Hi. The Tani Rebbe Yomer, chometz meishiv a nefesh, that vinegar, it satisfies the mind. There's a certain yishiv nefesh, yishiv das one has from drinking chometz. So Darish of Gida bar Menashe, Mibire Dinarsh, Ein halacha Rebbe. He went out to Darshan. We don't paskin this way. It's not true. The Shana the next day, the Gemara says, Vayter now. The next day, hold on a second. He said, okay, he went out and made a drush and says, Allah's not like him. Rather, one who drinks chometz on Yom Kippur is pater. So the Shana Nafki, the next day, Nafki Kulama, everyone went out. Mazgi v'shasu chal. They took some vinegar, they diluted it, and they drank it Yom Kippur because it's not considered drinking. So Shama Rav Gida heard what took place. The Ikbad, he got so angry. And Amr, he says, Amr da Amri ana di Avid. I said, but the Avid, if one drank it, he didn't violate an issue of Chiv Chantas. But lechachila mi Amri, did I suggest to go do lechachila this? And Amr da Amri ana porta, and maybe said a little bit of vinegar is not considered eating or drinking. But tuva, to drink so much, mi Amr, would I say that? And Amr da Amri ana chai, and I was talking about vinegar when it's raw, when it's not mixed with something else. But mazik mi Amri, but if it's mixed with something else, would I allow you to do this with water? Certainly not. So let's quickly recap the Gemara. We start by talking about on Daf Pei Aleph about the being mitzarif to ochel and shosa and shtia. We said maybe it's similar to tumah being mitzarif tumah when the shirim are different. And we said no, everybody agrees that tumah, even though the machlokes by tumah, whether you can be mitzarif that which is different, but by Yom Kippur we said that everyone agrees that it can be mitzarif, rather cannot be mitzarif because it's all dependent on yishuv das. Then Gemara says the Mishnah says echil and shtia behel ma'achad is chayiv chatas. But achila and melacha are two different chataos. Gemara then goes on to say that how come there's no azhara in the Torah of inui Yom Kippur? Because the Gemara says there's no pasuk that could have explained. There's no proper way to word it. The Gemara did say actually maybe there is a good way to word it. And the Gemara ends up with kasha why the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara has a long brisa, a whole drasha, figuring out how do we know there's an azhara, a law for eating Yom Kippur. And we end up learning from a gezer shava from melacha. And then the Gemara ends up bringing at the bottom here about maybe you learn it from Shabbos, Shabbat Shabbason. Your Papa says you learn it from Yom Kippur itself. It itself is called the Shabbos, you learn it from Umineu Bey. And the Gemara wants to know why they didn't learn from each other the same drasha. And we end up bringing the two drashas, well-known drashas. One is the Pasuk teaches us a drasha, the source of Tosef Yom Kippur, and Tosef Shabbos, and Tosef Yom Kippur. And others learn a drasha that there's a mitzvah to eat the Suda on the Tisha, on the 9th of Tishrei, before Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara says you have to eat food that are roy. If it's not roy, you're putter. The examples we mentioned, the Gemara was pepper and ginger. We brought Brisa that says pepper is edible. And we said there's a difference whether or not it's edible. If it's moist, it is edible. If it's dry, it's inedible. And then we discussed about the alikanim are putter and the lulavik gafanim are chayv, they're considered edible. And then the whole discussion about the implication of the Mishnah that although one who drinks fish oil and brine is putter, one who drinks chometz would be chayiv, and that whole mice of him darshening that we actually say it's not chayiv, you're potter, but then they went on to listen, but he says you shouldn't do lechachila. I said only when it was a little bit, and I didn't say you can mix it with anything else.